Shalom aleichem to the friends. Tonight is the yahrzeit of Hagoyin Hagadol Maran Rabbi Ovadia Yosef Zecher Tzadik Levracha. So Baruch Hashem, we've had many shiurim in the Abi Omer, notwithstanding my Ashkenazi descent. But what can you do when you have a Svardi gone like the Rabbi Ovadia? Mamish Kol HaTorah Kula. Anyway, so since this week's parasha is parashas Lech Lecha, thought it'd be kedai to do it in Yisam and Yanei Mila. So it's geshmak. We get Chacham Ovadia, it's Yortzeit, and Yanei Mila that's connected to the parasha. And it says in the Sfarim HaKadoshim that when you learn the Torah of a Rav on his Yortzeit, so he's Melitz Tov in Shemayim. So Rav Ovadia should be a Melitz Yosha for all of us, that we should be zoche to good health and ashirus bedas and ashirus b'mamon and ala getezach and all the good things. So this is in Yerideya Chelek Zion Simon Chof Gimel. He was asked about the bracha ala kos bebris mila, as the person who makes the bracha chayev to drink before he says the bakoshes rachamim. Right, first you make the bracha. And then we say, we have the whole Bakashav Rachamim after the bracha. So should one drink after making the bracha before the Bakashas Rachamim, or can one drink after the Bakashas Rachamim? Is it a hefsek or is it not a hefsek? The Bala Itter, Hilchas Mila, writes, Uminaglitein Yain Befit Tinok. That asking for rachamim is not a hafsaka. You can just go and continue asking for rachamim. You don't have to drink. Some say that since Rav Avram Gaon used to be marich b'kam and yana b'tfilah after brichas avdolah, and some say that since you put a little bit of wine in the mouth of the child, this is genik, that's enough. V'yesh starim shekasu b'am omer karis habris v'shoseyu. Some people say you should take a drink after the karis habris. So too he writes, Hilchas Shchita, Tochazinim Brichas Hamila, Shoim Rachre, Elokeinu Hoseinu Kambas Eled Hazeh, Uvakshim Racham Alatinak, V'lo Be'afsaka. It's not Afsaka to say this Bakash of Rachamim. V'igla Meimar, D'davka Sichas Chulin Havi Afsaka, Mishum Sha'averi Hi B'yado, K'damrinim B'yuma Asach Sichas Chulin Oiver Be'esei, Abol Mitzvah Loi Havi Afsaka. And some say that dafka sichas chulin is a hafsaka because in aveira, because in Yumat says that if a person speaks sichas chulin, he's over on an essay. Aval mitzvah loy havi hafsaka, but the mitzvah, that is not a hafsaka. Mitzvah is not a hafsaka. Hilchas lulav kasa v'rafsar shalom gon hevi raya sheish lenanei b'shas habracha meyadam rina rav acha bar yaakov mamti umaisile v'amar gir bebe desitna alma d'shas bracha menanei d'ila b'hal loya mafsik v'igla memer d'haynu taima v'shin lo avi afsakel b'sichas chulen aval hocha latsa ruchas ros v'tlolim roim ka ovid d'abrichas mila koidim tim mispal al tinoik v'amar lakenu sinu kenu zev v'ein hafsaka v'achinami loshna. So he said it's not a problem to do the nanuim, the shaking of the lulav during the bracha. It's not considered a hafsaka. Hafsaka sichas chulin. This isn't sichas chulin. And he says he shtels to the bracha on the mila. So here we have numerous sources that tell us that one need not drink. The Tur brings down both days in Simon Reish Samach Ala Reish Samach Hey. Copies the lashon of the Bala Itter the Bakashas Rachamim. He say Kamos El El Azel Avi Vilim was not a hefsek. V'sheish Sidurim Shkasuvem Shomer Brachat Hashem Koreis Habris V'shoseyu. And other places says Taka you should drink after Koreis Habris. V'lo Gila Daito Kan Bazet, and he wasn't Megaladas. What's the right way? Tur or Rechaim writes. V'achir Rabbi Yechiel Kasav Nagu Laharuch B'sof Brachas Atov Ametiv Lomar Rachamim B'kam En Yonim. So the Torah says, where do you get all these harachamans? It's a hafsaka, it's a hefsik. But he says, nearly she'ain was a hefsik. Why? Because you have birch samila, that you're mafsik between the bracha and the shtiyah, and there we don't find the problem. So you see that he's somech. First he brings down his brother Rabbi Yechiel, who was wonders about this hafsak of the rachamans, and then he brings down the Baal Eter Shita, that you can talk after, say, this tefillah, after the bracha. So male, it's not a hefsik, so you see that he's somech on the shita. Ata harei das, says Chacham Ovadia, das Baal Eter Vatur. And he also brings down Rabbi David Abu Draham. The Abu Draham writes that Rashoi la hafsik ben abracha l'te'ima, you're allowed to make a hefsik. And we're skipping a little, l'shem brevity. Ube'emes os gimel shatam shkasa baal iter lo shayach hefsik ela b'sichas chulin. That the baal iter says that the only time it's shayach to talk about a hefsik is if there is idle chatter, sichas chulin, but not dibur shel mitzvah. That's not a hefsik according to the baal iter. Eino muskum lahalocha. This is not necessarily agreed upon by all of the authoritative sources, because it says in the Rosh and the Tfilin, you're now allowed to be mafsik bein tfilin shel yad and tfilin shel rosh for amen and for kedusha. And then if you do, then you have to make a bracha on the tfilin shel rosh, right? Some say that you don't make a bracha on the tfilin shel rosh unless you speak. Amen and kedusha are considered speaking. V'isura avid zok the rosh shegarim lebracha shein atzricha. And so writes the Maran Shulchan Aruch, that if you say Kaddish and Kedusha, Bein Tfilin Shel Rosh, Sehefsik, should therefore remain silent. And even according to the Mordechi, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, Shemana Bein Tayim, Kaddish Baruch Hu, it's not a Hefsik. It would seem that's only between Tfilin Shel and Tfilin Shel Rosh, because the Baruch was already Chal and Tfilin Shel Yad, and the Tefillin Shel Rosh is not ma'akev the Shel Yad. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam says, don't worry, so you can answer Kaddish and Baruch Hu in between. But Bein Bracha LeMitzvah, to make a Bracha of Laniach Tefillin, and then to start answering Kaddish or Kedusha, that Rabbeinu Tam wouldn't allow. And here also, you make the Bracha on the Bris Milah, and then to start saying tefillahs would not be appropriate. Prima Gadim, Eshel Avram, Simen and Aleph, Sifkot and Gemma writes in Birach ala mitzvah de Vishama, Bracha ve'ana amen, im tsarech lachzor levarach. If a person made a bracha on a mitzvah, and then he says an amen, he answers an amen on a bracha, does he have to say the bracha again? So he says this is a machlokes between the Taz, the Magen Avram, and Simen Chav Hey. The Taz says that you do, the Taz says that eino chozer mevarach, the Magen Avram says chozer mevarach. But even according to the Taz, says the Prima Gadim, lechatchila also lahafsik bein bracha lemitzvah lenias amen ulekadish ulekedusha lechatchila yinala to be mafsik. And so brings Rabbi Kiva Eger and Simon Reish Vav. However, Chacham Ovadia argues, and he says there's really no machlokas at all between the Taz and the Magen Avram. Rather, lekule alma, everybody holds that you must be chozer and mevarech, because the Taz says in Simon Chafei Sifkot Neches, according to the Shulchan Aruch, that even though you're now allowed to answer Kaddish and Kedusha between Tfilin Shel and Tfilin Shel Rosh, if you did, it's not a hefsek that would necessitate a new bracha on the Tfilin Shel Rosh as a Sichas Chulin would. But that is only between the Tfilin Shel Yad and the Tfilin Shel Rosh. But who says the Taz holds the same way between the bracha and the mitzvah? Tfilin Shel Yad, once already chal on the Shel Yad, it's Peseder. You don't have to make a new bracha on the Shel Rosh, but if it wasn't chal on anything, you didn't do the mitzvah, maybe even the Taz would agree, because the Magen Avram says that if you answered Kaddish and Kedusha, you do have to make a new bracha on the Shel Rosh. And Afushe Plukta Lo Mafshinan, we don't want to make too much machlokes. So Mela, say they agree on bracha lemitzvah. That if you make a bracha between the bracha and the mitzvah, everybody would hold chozer and mevarich. Vanochi aroeh. That's what the Nevi'im used to say. That's how he opens up his paragraphs a lot, as in they do in rabbinic literature. And I see b'sefer Mamar Mordechai, who writes Shenogim Lomar Psugim Otzushab Sachav Dolei Koydim Tima Dover Poshut Abe Hefsek. He says no good, and even b'diavad chozer mevarich. So again, first we saw some poskim who hold that it's not a problem saying tefillas or psukim or divrei kedusha, but now we see many poskim who say that it is a problem. And it's considered taka hefsek, so to Norchas Chaim and Norchas Avdala. And even though the Torah says that it's not considered a hefsek, he also brings down the opinion Shabbos Sidurim Kasev Sheish Listos Miadim Siyam Abracha. And the Maharam Rutenberg says in the name of Rabbeinu Avram Bar Yitzchak of Beis Din Shem Nizdamin Lo Anias Kaddish Kedusha Bein Tefila Shel Yad Shel Rosh Lo Yanev Im Tavi Ona. Even though the Afsaka was for a Dvar Mitzvah Chozer Mevarech Ad Tefilin Shel Rosh Nachamal, you see this whole inyan of you have to make the bracha again. It's a hefsik, and therefore it doesn't matter whether it's a hefsik of Dvarim Shel Rishus or Dvarim Shel Mitzvah. And that the Tashbitz writes in Siman Kuf Chof Hey, that in Erev Yom Kippur the minig is to make a bracha, the minig is to say on the oaf of on the chicken of kaparis before the shechita techalifasi v'kaparasi, it's not a hefsek between the shechita. Why? Because it's tzorech shechita, and it doesn't mean that you're making this, you're saying this between the bracha and the shechita. Rather, like the Bach says, that after you shech the first chicken, after the Birchas Shechita, then you say this on the rest of the Ofos, and it's not a hefsik because your das was on all of the chickens and there was already chal on the first chicken. You made the bracha, shechted the first chicken, then you can say this tefillah. Morgan Avram, Tovkuf Pei Gimel, Steve Cotton Bays writes that even though it says that you should say the Hiratzen Alel Rosh Hashanah between the bracha and the achila, because it's not a hefsek, lechatchila, don't do this. He quotes a sefer that says to do it, but he says not to do it. Lechatchila lasis kain, rather you should eat before the hiratzon, because even letzorach achila you shouldn't be mafsek lechatchila, like the Ramah writes in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin. V'chein eskimu hachronim. V'chein bakodesh chazisei, like the pasuk v'chein bakodesh chazisich. It's a Lubavitch Nigan, it's a Pasuk, Tehillim. So Rav Vadia liked to be in a very, very poetic pen. Sha'amad vay moded eres, another poetic line, play on words. Bedin, amiras kaima seyelet azel, if nate imam and ayayin shish bezech shash hefsik. So he says it is a hefsek, and that the Bala Itter says it's a hilchos abelo taima, and you can't compare it to gavul itori, that that it's letzorech achila, that you want to give it first to your shore, but after you make hamotzi, you say give it to the ox. That's because you're not allowed to eat until you give your animal. But here, what are you saying? He rutzens after your bracha. Okay, and Rav Avadia is marich kahena v'chahena. The Vikiya Satsuma Mikol Mine Svarim. Here he quotes the Maram Shik in Orechaim, who writes Elokeinu 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 is a hefsek bein bracha l'tima, and therefore first he should taste. Ubigur Sofrim, he writes, the Rabbi Kiva Eger would taste from the coast after siyam bracha, because the tefillah isn't shaykh to the bracha. In the Sefer Korei Sabris, he writes in the name of the Bris Avram, you should be toim and a yayin before the Elokeinu Elokeinu Kemos Hayelet Hazeh. Like the Torah says, in the name of the Sidurim, and it doesn't do with the Harachamans and the Berachas Hamazon, because there, what's the problem? You say Harachaman, you make a bray per guffin, and you drink. So that doesn't bother us. But it bothers us to say a bracha sanenin or a bracha san mitzvah and not do the mitzvah and then start to talk. So yeah, how can you say this bracha on the milah and then kareis habris and then talk? V'chenai yaminak, so you should taste from the wine. V'chenai yaminak hagoyin. Rav Avram Yitzchak hakoyin cook. Kamosha heid begad lo alav hagoyin. Rav Avram Mordechai migur. V'michtevei Torah and simin mem alef ayin sham. So that was Rav Kook's minak. After he made the bracha, he would drink. Who was made? The Ger Rebbe, who came to Eretz Yisrael to see what the machlokas was about. And he came away that Rav Kook is an Isha Eshkoilis, Isha Kolbo. Although he felt that he was Makariv, he looked at the souls of the Chalutzim, he didn't look at their bodies, what they were doing. Okay, a little bit of Bikoret, a little bit of criticism was allowed, but he held Rav Kook was a Tzadik Yisod Olam, and he's even made on his Minig. B'chenai another Goyen Rav Moshe Feinstein, like he writes in Negros Moshe, Chela Gimel, Simon Kuf, so to bear Moshe, like Rabbi Kiva Eger, and he would be Toaim, V'shekein Yesh Linog. So what's the maskana halacha l'maisa? V'chein ve'in emes, this is the last paragraph. Sharisi b'shut pulas tzadik, shekotsu shemen hogem shem saim amol b'rechas shekide shidid mi beten, masel b'koshes rachamim, that's the minig, and then he makes the bracha. And the Sefer Noam Mitzrayim also says that was their minig. And so is minig Yerushalayim. But Rav Avdia says, "In Eino Rol Signe Yerushalayim, drink first, and it's better to drink. This way, you avoid all hefsek problems. So don't be moche. But if you can do it, do it. Mios tov al tikri ra. V'chein ani noeg. That's the minhag of Chacham Ovadia. U'mazir la'acherim lasos kein. And I tell others to do the same. And thank God." Pashat aminig barov kuchol and rabbanim amivarchim. At first they taste. V'chein roi linig v'chol makom. V'Hashem yisbarach ya'ir einenu b'torato. Amen. Nu, b'siyata d'shmaya, we learned the tshuva. Not every word, but the much of a tshuva of Rav Avdia Yosef. It's very chashuv inyan of not making a bracha b'matala. She holds very stark, so we should be zochem mitz Hashem. And like I mentioned at the outset, that it says in Sfarim HaKadoshim, Rav Yaakov Haim Sofer, and one of his Sfarim brings a lot of Makoros in the Sefer Brisa Yaakov. You can look there about this inyan of the mace being Melitz Tov. So Rav Avdia should be Melitz Tov for all of us, and we should be Zocha to Kol HaBrachot. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.